Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. You know, there's nothing eBay sellers love more than a live eBay event. And here now to tell us why you should go to one is Melissa Paz. She's known on eBay as Posh Flight 360. Melissa, why should eBay sellers attend live eBay events and conferences?
Going to a live event that's actually catered to eBay sellers is life-changing. You'll be able to share with so many people that maybe you've shared with them on Facebook, but meeting people face-to-face is totally different. You'll be able to learn from experts who can really narrow it down for you and help you figure out what's your challenge and help you grow your specific business. So there's so many things that you can get out of going to a live event that if you haven't been to one, I really, really urge everyone to attend as quickly as they can.
So, Melissa, how do you get the maximum benefit when you go to an event? Give us some tips.
Well, I would make sure that if you're shy, now's not the time. Try and get out of your shell and spend as much time with the people that you can learn the most from. Narrow it down. See who are the speakers, who is going to be on the panels, who is going to be teaching me something that I really, really need to know. And be prepared. Have a list of people that you want to talk to or friends that you want to meet. Figure out the schedule. And, of course, things are going to change, and you have to be prepared for that. But try and pre-plan for how you can get the maximum benefit of the event.
And do you have certain ways you do notes? I bought one of those Galaxy note things, you know, where you can write on your phone and everything, and I can write notes to myself. Do you use that, or do you use the good old paper and pen?
I do a combination, you know, because I find that the more you write something down, the more it'll stick in your head. So I will write it down on a piece of paper and a notepad if I have one available to me, but I'll also put reminders on my cell phone, or I'll open up, you know, I have an iPhone, so I'll just use the notes. Or if you're using Evernote, whatever is the easiest for you. If you're on an iPad, it's usually faster to type than on a phone. Or you can leave yourself voice messages. Anything that you need to do to be able to then later, when you come back, remember those important tidbits of information that you were given. Maybe it's a different tool that you've never heard of or a strategy that could really, really help your business. But if you don't write it down or make a note of it, trust me, you are going to be bombarded with so much information, you'll forget. And you really want to get all of those little details in so you can take advantage and then grow your business when you come back. That's what it's all about.
So what you're saying is it's good to have this all pre-planned before you leave and know how you're going to keep notes and what you're going to do. I just put an app on my phone that I just tried for the first time a couple of days ago. And you put a business card in front of it and you take a picture of the business card and it automatically goes into your contacts. You can make them go into whatever folder you want them to go into. This is also a good idea because you know what happens. You get home and you've got all these things and you've forgotten what they were. It's good to go up to your hotel room in the evening and put these into your system. I found that to be a good thing.
It is, absolutely, because you do meet so many people and then you forget who's who, who does what. I'm even bypassing the cards sometimes. I'm just straight up connecting with them on Facebook or Twitter or whatever social media platform they prefer to use. You know, I added maybe like 10 or 15 people on the last event that I went to, and we're already getting PM, you know, private messages through Facebook and adding each other to our mutual groups and things like that. So definitely keep the cards and add their phone numbers because that's harder to find later. But if you can connect with them straight up on Facebook or Twitter, then you'll be able to find them much easier.
So, Melissa, how has going to live events changed your business?
It has changed it in so many ways, it's unbelievable. The first event that I went to that was really for eBay was eBay 20th anniversary last year, and that was just fantastic. I was able to sign up with the ambassador program. That led to me speaking in Utah on behalf of eBay. It also led to me being invited to speak on the C-commerce cruise with Stephanie Inge, who was just on earlier. And at the cruise with Stephanie, I actually met my new business partner. So now we're totally changing and revamping and growing our business. And then, you know, we go to another event. We're going to another event in a couple of weeks. An eBay radio show is coming up, the live event. So every single time I go to one of these events, something changes. Something becomes bigger and better. So I think they're always totally worth it.
Well, you know, this year, the eBay Radio Party and Conference is going to be a part of eBay's bigger event. So we're all excited here. We think we've grown up a little bit. And so it's going to be gigantic with a gala and all kinds of stuff. So I'm sure we're going to see you in Las Vegas.
I'm hoping so. I've got so many trips this year, and I'm really, really hoping to go. I have so many friends that will be there that just for that, I'm really hoping to be able to pull it off. And I know that the ASD show will be there too. So it's one of those things where you could really take advantage of being with eBay, having that great experience, and then finding new products to sell on eBay later by going to ASD and setting up wholesale accounts. So it's a win-win.
You said you got a new partner. What kind of a partner?
Mm. Oh, well, my business partner and I, we've decided to focus in on the niche that I had finally chosen after years and years of experimentation. And so we now have way many more wholesale accounts. We're really growing the eBay side of it. And, you know, we keep each other accountable. We help each other out. We're constantly on Skype and just going through everything that we're doing. And we've become much, much more productive that way.
Where does he or she live and where do you live?
Oh, well, her name is Alice. She is in New York and I'm in Orlando. It's good that we're both on Eastern time, so that makes it, you know, there's no issues with scheduling there. But we just get up and we do full work days. We're on Skype sharing our screens. You make this phone call. I write this email, change that listing. Anything that we need to do gets done very, very quickly. We've also hired a VA now, so we have an employee from the Philippines helping us out with running the day-to-day stuff, too.
Having a partner rather than doing this alone, is this something you had planned on doing, or you just met each other in an event and thought, let's try it?
Well, kind of both. I'd been looking for someone to work with as a partner for a very long time, and it's hard to find the right fit. When you're an entrepreneur, you really want someone who is going to work at your same pace or maybe even a little faster than you, that you don't have to be dragging along. You want them to be passionate about what you're doing too, you know, and sometimes it could be a little tricky because maybe they're really passionate, but they want to do it their way. So you have to both be on the same track. And I had no idea I was going to meet her there or anything. But we've only been working for a month, and we've gotten so much done that it would have taken me 2 or 3 years to get to where we are right now.
We're speaking with Melissa Paz, who is known on eBay as Posh Flight 360. And we're talking to her. Basically, she came on the show to talk about live events and conferences and how they've helped her to grow her business. But we also found out that she's got a new partner, and we wanted to know some things about that. So, Melissa, when did you start selling on eBay?
Technically 2006, when I was in college, full-time, or at least as a serious seller, probably more around 2012 or 2013.
What was your major?
Anthropology with a minor in French.
I love that.
There
minor
are so
in
many
French.
Movie jokes about that. I'm not even going to go there.
Not even going to try. Right?
No, not even going to go there. Listen, a college education helps you no matter what. It really does.
Yes, it does.
No matter what it is, it helps you. Yeah. Listen, I majored in accounting and went into broadcasting. So who knew?
Yeah. Who knew?
Really? Mm-hmm. So, Melissa, I want to ask you a question that I don't think we've ever asked on this show before, and I'm going to ask you not to mention names. All
okay.
right?
Okay.
What type of speaker do you like best at a conference? And I'll give you A or B. Okay. Motivational speaker who's going to motivate you to get those sales. A or B, a person who is in the trenches of selling online and has good ideas to grow your business. Which one appeals to you when you go to an event?
I'm going to have to go with B because it all depends on where you are. But nobody needs to convince me to do this. You know, at this point, I know this is a great business model. I know this is a great opportunity. I can motivate myself. I don't need somebody to tell me to think positive. nothing against that. That's fantastic. But really what I want at this point in my business is to learn strategies and techniques and tools and things that I never knew so that I can actually go ahead and implement them. So that's how I feel about it.
And I asked that question to her, Griff, because in the past, the eBay Radio Party and Conference has concentrated on those kind of speakers.
Yeah.
And we think that's partly why we were so popular. Is because all of our speakers sold on eBay and had tips and tricks and stuff.
I think that helps, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I was hoping she would answer that way. Hey, some people do need motivation a little bit here and there, and it's okay to sprinkle it in a little bit. But
oh, yeah.
I think mainly you go to these events because you want to grow your business and also have fun, right, Melissa?
Oh, well, I mean, the fun's kind of guaranteed, really.
And by the way, usually eBay doesn't have a night off at their events. They have something day and night. Since it's Vegas this year, they're going to give Wednesday night off, Griff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you can, that's the last thing I heard was that, you know, it could change. But yeah, Wednesday night, they don't have anything planned for you. So you can go out into the Vegas night with your new eBay buddies that you just met and your old friends and have a good time. And
your hair all dud.
Exactly. And in the Vegas heat.
it's true. It's kind of a waste of time, isn't it?
Exactly. Wednesday night's going to be off, and they're going to feed you like crazy every day, by the way.
Wow.
Breakfast, lunch, we've got dinners. Oh, I'm telling you, lots of food, coffee, drinks.
Never ends.
Thank you, Melissa.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Up next, eBay Store Tools. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With 3 eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.